Good morning and welcome to the Conservation Officer Report Morning. I am Craig Haas, and today we have Austin Norton from Webster with us.
Glad to be here, Craig.
Glad to have you here. Bryce is off for the day, so Austin and I get to fill in. So we will fill you full of knowledge, and hopefully you'll learn something. But
we'll try, but you know, we're not Bryce, so trying to give you guys a new point of view today, right?
And it is a historic weekend for the year. It is the last weekend of deer season. Looks like it's going to be a fairly good weekend. Today is going to be mid-30s, lows in the 20s, light winds south. So it should be a great weekend for outdoor activities, not too cold, not too windy. Should be all around good. So what have you been seeing for deer success in your area, Austin?
Well, it's been some areas good, some areas are down. But for the most part, I worked a lot of the southwest portion of my county and northwest portion of Dade County opener weekend and the following weekends after that. The deer success was pretty good. I saw a lot of nice bucks being harvested. No does at that point. To this point in the season, I haven't seen anything harvested like that yet. But given that it is the final weekend and the final couple days of the season, I think that we might have some guys out there looking to put some meat in the freezer. So if a doe presents itself as an opportunity, I think they'll go ahead and take it. And like I said, put some meat in the freezer.
And I think that's pretty typical. You get to this time of year and expectations go down a little bit. Opportunities kind of taken as they arise. So
yeah, these deer have definitely been pushed around quite a bit the last couple weekends here. And the weather has been somewhat difficult the last few days, but like I said, the weekend weather's looking good, and I think the deer will be moving and should have a good opportunity.
And from what I've seen down here, I've worked Hamlin, Coddington, Clark a little bit, and it seems like hunter participation is really hard to gauge right now. Last weekend, it seemed like it was very hard to find hunters out, so it's hard to tell if guys are not out because they're done or just because they had something going on or because weather, but it seems like it's been a very odd year for participation. I have not seen a lot of people out. One of the good things from my perspective is that we have not had a lot of violation complaints. I don't know what you've had up there, but typically, you know, trespass, shooting from the road, chasing deer, usually our biggest violations of the deer season. And we've, on the eastern side of the region, which would be Hamlin, Coddington, we just haven't seen as much of that this year.
Yeah, we've some of the issues we've had up in the Dade County area is some of that normal stuff, like you said, shooting from the road, no game or no licenses for big game, chasing deer, things like that. As far as some of those things go, it was quiet, but I did receive several calls that opening weekend and a few the last couple days as well, as far as violations that people are seeing when they're out hunting or if they're just driving by and passing through that something doesn't look right. They call us in, whether they call at the TIPS hotline or our phone numbers in the hunting handbook or one of the regional offices. One way or another, they're relaying that information to us, and us as officers are able to take that information and investigate it and potentially make a case off of it.
Yeah, and I think we talk about this about every week, but that TIPS line is one of our best tools that we have right now because you look at the number of game wardens that are out in the field and compared to the number of hunters that are out there with eyes. So many of our calls that are generated come from that TIPS line, and we could not be near as effective if we didn't have that tool. So we thank everybody for using that. It's a heck of a deterrent because everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody knows that somebody's watching. So
yep, everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody's recording, taking pictures, and things like that. And kind of like to remind people that that TIPS line hotline is for violations that they see in the field. If you have general questions, we'd prefer that you bring them to the office or like our cell phone, one of those, so we aren't getting calls maybe at 11 o'clock at night just for a fishing, we're the fish biting kind of deal.
Exactly.
So we take those calls very seriously. All of them that come in there, that come through, those calls are routed through our dispatch, and they're forwarded directly to us. So keep them coming, and we do appreciate everybody's eyes and ears out there and helping us out.
And it's along with deer season, the waterfowl season is also coming to a close. Duck season, the last day is December 6th.
Which is Tuesday.
Which is going to be Tuesday. So we're on the last weekend of the duck season.
And we couldn't have actually had much better weather for it with the lack of ice on the big water, at least in my area. It's really holding a lot of birds in the area. The snowstorms that we've had, the last smaller ones, have definitely helped hunters who are hunting fields have some phenomenal success. I might be speaking from a little bit of experience. So it was a good couple of days of hunting, but definitely a lot of opportunity in the area right now as far as ducks, Canada geese, and snow geese go.
Yeah, and like you said, we're lucky to have this because our migration was so late this year. Mm-hmm. That first snowstorm was really the 18th, the day before rifle deer season, which really pushed a lot of our waterfowl down. And up until that point, we had not really seen a lot of mallard migration. So it did provide a good last couple of weeks of the season. And like you said, our our warmer than average temps, a lot of this water's staying open, so we do have places for them to roost.
And I think there's been, a lot of, like you said, a lot of opportunity, too, for hunters out there. You get that push of non-resident hunters around the beginning of November. And, that's a lot of the times when the peak migration is going through and those hunters are doing really good. Well, this year with such mild, warm temperatures up in North Dakota and Canada, a lot of those hunters had used their licenses up before the migration had even started or was very much giving a lot more opportunity for us residents to go out, scout, put the effort in, and hopefully get permission on private property. Or there's plenty of, like in my area, walking area co-ops that allow people public access to hunt those fields, and just overall a lot of opportunity.
So if you want to take advantage of the ducks, this is your last weekend to do it. So I would do that. And then also the goose season goes until the 18th. So you do have a couple more weeks of goose hunting. Right now it's snow geese. You have a lot of snow geese in that area too.
We do. We've had a lot of snow geese moving through that Andover-Bristol area. Seems like that's kind of the right where the migration's taking place. They're following those towns kind of down, it seems like. Plenty of geese. I know they're tough to hunt, but they're also fun to hunt when they're decoying. So if you've got the proper setup and the patience, I think you can do pretty good on them right now.
And the other thing is if we do get any weather, if we do get some of those snowy, windy days like we've had, the pass shooting for snow geese can be absolutely insane too. So always something there.
And if you don't have the opportunity to close the season out here in the Low Plains area, out at the river, there's still that opportunity for hunting geese after January. I'm not sure what the close date is, but it goes
into February, February 15th-ish, I believe.
It goes into the end of February. So there's still plenty of opportunity out there, too, when everything gets froze over here. The river tends to hold quite a few ducks and geese, so I think I might even try to make a trip out there this year and see what happens.
Have you ever done that before or not?
I have. I've gone out there and went to the draw shack and put her name in the hat, and you draw your coin out. And along with everybody else there, when your name comes up, you can pick the field you want. And if there's a pit, lots of times I'll pick a pit just because it's comfortable and it's kind of a different experience than what I get out here. I don't ever get to hunt in a pit out here. So it's a great time, lots of fun, and hopefully get to try it again.
Yeah, I think that's one of the big successes out there with the goose hunting is that whole public land system out there. It's been very, very successful and provides a lot of opportunity. And
it's a great group of landowners that are working with us in partnership to allow that public hunting. And it's a great program.
Yeah, and if you're interested and have questions about it, you can go ahead and call the office. We have a couple guys in the office that have gone out there several times and pretty knowledgeable about it and be glad to help you out if you have questions on it. So
there's also on a side note, there's decoy rental out there. I believe that that we have a trailer out there full of decoys that if you get your name in the hat and signed up for it, you may not have the proper equipment right now, but if you're looking to try it out and you get your name in the hat before somebody else on that decoy rental, you can certainly take that trailer out. I believe it's free of charge.
I believe so.
It's just there, and whoever first come first serve, or however it works, decoy or trailer full of decoys for you to use.
Yeah, and that same thing, we do have some decoys at the Watertown Game and Fish office that are available for loaning. A lot of guys, to start out goose hunting, it's a pretty big investment. We do have some decoys that we will loan out. So if you if you want to try goose hunting, don't have the equipment, go ahead, give us a call, and we can set you up with some decoys at least. And besides waterfowl, we also have pheasant season in full swing. Probably about our peak of the year for pheasant season, actual for success. Got a little bit of snow pushing birds into some cover. Our birds are, you know, thinner than we used to be. Depending on where you're at, a lot of reports are real similar to last year. Maybe up, maybe down, but not significantly different than they were last year. And a lot of guys are having a little bit of success right now, so it's a great time to get out there with the dog and hunt some birds.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed more birds in my area now since all the harvest is done. That snow, like you said, we had that snow. It pushed those birds to cover, which also pushed them towards the road, too. I've noticed a lot of birds feeding along the roads and showing themselves there. So quite a few opportunities, I think, coming up as far as the eastern and western portion of my county and the western portion of Dade County and eastern portion of Brown County. There's a lot of that crep area that is along with the walk-in area program there, and there's a lot of opportunities to harvest a bird or two off of them for sure. I know I've got my eye set on a couple that I'm going to try late season, hopefully, if time allows, and see what happens.
Yeah, that was the first time I really noticed a lot of pheasants was that it was opening morning of deer season after we had that snow, and there was a few cattail slough areas with cornfields and bean stubble next to them. And some of those, I mean, it looked like there's 100, 150 pheasants in those feed or fields eating. So definitely more visible and probably a good time to get out.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people, probably just your locals in the area. And
that's the thing in this area. The non-resident pheasant hunters is almost non-existent. I mean, we just don't see a lot of them. So it's all local traffic. Probably a lot more opportunity out there than people take advantage of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would be in that boat myself. I need to get out there and take advantage of the resource that we have because we're very, very lucky to have that in South Dakota.
And one thing that has not been good is ice fishing.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen anybody out ice fishing yet, nor would I want to check them if they are fishing. So
yeah, this weather has been absolutely crazy. We're into December, and a lot of these, most of the lakes, which we'd call lakes, are 100% open, have no ice on them whatsoever. In fact, if you want to open water fish with a boat, you still have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, this weekend would be, I think, your last. I know there's going to be some extremely cold temperatures coming this next week, but up in my area, that Enemy Swim, Pickerel, Bitter, Wabe Lakes, they're all open and can try it.
Yeah, so the whole fishing scene right now is kind of in limbo between seasons. And the thing that we always want to stress is once we start getting ice, be very, very careful. Everybody wants to be the first ones out on the ice, first one fishing. And to be honest, it's not worth the risk in a lot of cases. I would definitely recommend being patient and not going out until you're definitely sure the ice is safe.
Absolutely, because if you go through – that's going to require us to come out there, and it's making it safe for not only yourself, but everybody that has to come out there and attempt to rescue you. So keep those kind of things in mind as well.
So for fishing, probably if you're going to try open water fishing, go for it. If you're thinking about finding, even some of these sloughs have some ice on them now, and it's not worth going out. And even next week when we get the cold weather, when they start to freeze over, it's going to be rough for a couple. Yeah, at least a week or so. Play it by ear, but definitely be smart about it.
That's right.
Well, anything else you can think of?
I don't think so. I think we've hit the nail on everything so far today. Going to be a good weekend for final couple days of deer season. Waterfowl season's coming to an end, like Craig said here, very soon in the next few days. Fishing, there's still an opportunity if you want to get that boat out. Pheasant season, just unlimited resource. You just got to go out there and pick which one you want to go at.
No, we're in a good place and having great weather this fall. So I guess just enjoy yourself and be safe and enjoy the outdoors.